Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to your weekly wellness radio. Let's talk about it. We're so glad that you're joining us this week and every week. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. This is your wellness radio for both Mexicali and Imperial Valley. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Scott Dudley.
Hey, hi. Thank you for joining us today. We are racking up great shows in May because May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and we got a show on gambling. We got a show on the 13 things that mentally strong people don't do.
That was a good show.
I'm still going back and studying the list. We had a show on criminal on justice systems and family treatment.
The family drug courts.
Which was a great show. Yeah. And we are not stopping today. We are going to have a show. Scott McClure is joining us again. He's
a regular now.
He's a psychologist, and he comes down here and does training for us. And we're going to just hit him up and have him talk for a little while about his training topic, which is kind of the whole thing that we want to talk about in terms of mental health awareness.
Yeah, and I mean, we work in the mental health. We are behavioral health, but we also need training. And that's why we have Scott here to train our staff. This is the second turnaround, right?
Yeah,
we're trying to train all of our staff.
Yeah.
And so what topic is it?
There you go. It is. We're going to talk about lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgendered, mm-hmm. LGBT, and a couple of other.
Don't even.
Yeah,
ask
exactly.
I'm not. I don't know.
It gets complicated. Well, and that's part of it is that it's such an area of relative unfamiliarity, but there. So Scott's down here. Hi, Scott. Welcome aboard.
Hey.
And he's training our staff for 3 days on things related to LGBT.
Yeah.
For mental health, specifically for mental health providers, right?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
What you know? Why is that something that mental health departments invest time and energy in learning? Why does that become a focus of mental health somehow?
Well, I think it stems off of like what you just said a minute ago. It's complicated. Like, the topic itself is complicated. Like, I think there's an assumption out there that just because someone's a mental health provider that they know about all these issues, they understand the population, that they understand the differences. And even there's an assumption that people are open-minded to the issue of women's and mental health. And that may or may not be the case. It typically is, but it's something that's important to train, mm-hmm. because you have to allow people to have different ways of looking at a topic or a situation that they might not have heard before. So I find that to really be one of the most important parts of doing this with a mental health group or behavioral health group, is that opening doors for people to see things in different lights, and also developing an understanding of a culture, because the LGBT is really a culture, and there's culture within the culture. So in essence, this is a cultural competency training.
Mm-hmm. Big deal for behavioral health. Why? Cultural competency.
Yeah, well, I mean, to be a successful behavioral health professional or to help somebody change, you have to understand who they are, how they think, and where they're coming from. I mean, that's really the epitome of mental health treatment, is developing an understanding of a person, mm-hmm. and the issues that present to them in life that contribute to whatever type of mental health problem they might have, or even if it's not even a full-blown mental health problem, just life stress, which often evolves into a full-blown mental health problem over time.
Mm-hmm. Well, but why is that? I mean, why can't that stuff stay in one box and then the depression stay in another box, and we could just deal with the depression? Why does who a person is,
why do we have to,
how they relate to things, what their values are, what language they speak, why does that stuff become so important when you get to behavioral health?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. I mean, obviously, it'd be so much easier in life if we could just put things in the box and compartmentalize it. But the reality is, with a human being in general, every single part of their self affects their mental health. So if somebody has an identity, you know, if somebody has a gay identity, and they're basically, if it's a man's attracted to another man, and they live in a society that overwhelmingly doesn't look at that positively. I mean, unfortunately, we're getting there. The younger generations, they're far closer.
More accepting.
Absolutely. Millennials are far closer to the great generation, the baby boomers, or the Generation Xers, you know, so we're in a different level of awareness, but yet our society is still overwhelmingly run by other generations, and, you know, we have a strong religious dogma within our society as well, and there's a lot of, just look at the media right now. It's like you would assume this wouldn't be the issue it is at this point in time, especially since their civil rights movement started around 1969.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.